Hello and welcome to the Capital OTB Daily Report, sponsored by CapitalOTBBet.com. My name is Mike Callahan from the Capital OTB Marketing Department. Thanks for joining us on this Monday, March 8th, as we take a look at the day in the rundown. Before that, we want to talk about the weekend that was. A little bit of a stakes recap. We had three huge Derby preps, the Gotham in New York. We had the Tampa Bay Derby down in Florida, and we also had the San Felipe with Life is Good attracting all the attention out at Santa Anita. But we will start with the Gotham in New York. And it was a race where you had two horses that were really being bet and highly motivated, a horse that showed a lot of promise for Chad Brown who hadn't been seen in a little bit, and then also Freedom Fighter, a horse coming in for Bob Baffert from the West Coast. So those were the horses that attracted all the money. But ultimately, Wayborn at 46-1 with a really gutsy performance got the job done with Trevor McCarthy and Jimmy Jerkins, and was pretty much passed in mid-stretch, was able to get gutsy on the rail and resurge to take the lead away late in the stretch and paid $95. So we'll see if this horse is pointed towards the Wood Memorial, but a really nice performance by Wayburn. The favorite, highly motivated, checked in third, and they have to believe that he may be able to improve on the trail as well. Again, coming off of a little bit of a layoff. Taking a look at the Tampa Bay Derby, we had Candyman Rocket, who had won the Sam F. Davis, was coming in off that victory, was bet heavily, and Helium, a horse for Mark Cassie, and a horse that had run twice up at Woodbine, had not been seen since October, was ultimately able to get the job done at 15-1 with a really gutsy performance as well, which looked to be passed in mid-stretch by Hidden Stash, who's a horse that I liked as I do the Capital OTB Stakes Preview with Seth Merrow. Hidden Stash was my top choice in the race, and it had a little bit of a wide trip, but looked to be able to get by Helium, but Helium was able to resurge at the end, and a really nice performance, especially coming off such a long layoff. Had only raced on synthetic, now check marks off the fact that this horse can run on dirt. And at this point, after reading a couple articles, it looks like he may end up going straight to the Kentucky Derby, not using any other prep for it. So we'll ultimately see how that plays out. I thought the top two ran extremely well in that race, Helium and Hidden Stash. I think they're going to be able to improve, and distance does not seem to be an issue at all. Ultimately, Candyman Rocket was a non-factor in this race as the favorite, ran 11th of 12, so we'll see. Well, he ends up pointing as well. And then also we had the San Felipe a little bit later on that Saturday with Life is Good, a horse that had shown a ton of promise, had been compared a little bit to American Pharoah as far as stride goes. And he's able to go wire to wire. If you can go in and watch the replay on YouTube or any social media, and maybe you already got a chance to see it live, he went wire to wire, dominated the field by 8 lengths, extremely good performance. And I know there were some people who, off the last performance where Medina Spirit was sort of getting to him late, seemed like Life is Good, just got a little bit distracted in the stretch. He was not distracted at all in this race with an extremely impressive performance. And again, a little bit green in the stretch, but he has a ton of ability. The time came back fast. We'll talk about buyers tomorrow when we talk about the Tuesday edition of the Capital OTB Daily Report. But Life is Good. It's checkmarked off a lot of things, and he looks very scary as the main headliner, at this point anyway, coming out of the West Coast. So those were the three races as far as Kentucky Derby implications go. Looking forward, we'll ultimately see how all these horses and where they end up going off of that, but we had some extremely impressive performances this past weekend, and a lot to look forward to as the weeks come, and we're getting closer and closer to the first Saturday in May. So a little bit of a stakes recap there. Also want to talk about the rundown, what's going to be on this Monday edition here at Capital OTB. We'll kick it off with Saratoga Harness at noon, and they're going to have a $1,400 carryover in the pick six. So we like to kind of set you up with not only the tracks that are running, but also what you can wager on and maybe some carryovers that you may want to take a look at. So Saratoga Harness at noon with a $1,400 pick six carryover. We're going to have Monticello at 12:10. we'll have Mahoning Valley at 12:45, and they have a $102,000 jackpot pick six carryover as well. So you may want to dive into that. Parks is going to start at 12:55. A little bit later on, Delta Downs at 1:55. You have Louisiana at 2, Turf Paradise at 2:55. And they're going to have a $2,600 pick five carryover. And that's the normally you see the pick six carryovers, but the pick five carryover here may be something that you want to take a look at as well, as there is a carryover in the pick five. So take advantage of that at 2:55 and looking at that pick five sequence. Remington Park at 4. Then we're going to have a little bit later on Woodbine at 7. And they have their jackpot super high five carryover that seems to build. Right now, it's currently at $111,000. Yonkers has a pick six carryover as well. So there's a lot of carryovers on this Monday edition with just under $2,000 in that pick six. Pompano at 7:20. And then also some racing after 12 with Australia Racing. You also have Australia Harness Racing. So a lot to look forward to on this Monday. Also want to run over and take a look at, give the rundown on our promotions. Lot going on here at Capital OTB, and first and foremost, always want to mention the sign-up bonus that we have where you can deposit $100, wager $200, and get $100 back. And it's as simple as that. There's no underlying meaning or there's no other stipulations that go with it. So you definitely want to take advantage of the sign-up bonus if you don't have an account in wagering at CapitalOTBBet.com. And that is where you can sign up. If you go to CapitalOTBBet.com, just click the sign up now button and then you can type in your information and be eligible for that sign up bonus. But we do have promos all week long, including today with a 1% dark day bonus. If you follow along regularly, if you don't, we have a 1% bonus Mondays and Tuesdays dark day bonus, and it's attached to Mahoning Valley and Parks. You have to wager $200 or more, multiples and exotics, and you get a 1% bonus back. And again, that's all month long in March, so take advantage of that. We also have a 2% nighttime thoroughbred bonus, which you want to take advantage of on Wednesdays, and it's going to be the same type of scenario where it's $200 or more on multiples and exotics, and you get the bonus back. But at this time, it's going to be attached to Charlestown and Penn National, so take advantage of that 2% nighttime thoroughbred bonus on Wednesdays. This Thursday coming up, we're going to have a $200 pick four bankroll online with Seth Merrow. We're going to have some team members. You can sign up at CapitalOTB.com, and then we're going to be able to pick some team members to be attached to that $200 wager. He's going to wager $100 on the early pick four, $100 on the late pick four, so take advantage of that. Then also this upcoming Saturday, we're going to have a $100 play the board contest at the Clubhouse Racebook, 7-Eleven Central Ave in Albany. We'll also have the Syndicate Special. It's technically on Saturday, but the signups are from Sunday to Thursday. So as we're taping this podcast right now on Monday, you still have time to sign up for the Syndicate. It fills up to 20 people, so signups do fill up quickly, so you want to take advantage of it. But essentially, the Syndicate is a $25 buy-in, 20 patrons sign up, so there's 500. Capital OTB adds another 250, and so it's a $750 group ticket. We send out information, and you're able to give your selections. So that's the best part. So you sign up for $25. You're able to give your selections and have say, and ultimately, we come up with a consensus of the group, put together the ticket. We send it out to those who are participating in it, and we've had some big scores. This past weekend, we just hit for just under $800. During the summer last year, we were able to hit multiple times for over $4,000. So the Syndicate Special, definitely want to take advantage of that. And then again, this Monday through Wednesday, we have cash back bonuses, as I mentioned before, with the dark day bonuses and then the nighttime thoroughbred bonus on Wednesday. So again, those are the promotions setting you up. We'll talk about them throughout the week as we will be taping the daily podcast regularly. And again, thanks for joining us. It's a new concept of a show, the Capital OTB Daily Report, sponsored by CapitalOTBBet.com. Any feedback, if you're listening right now, something that you want us to take a look at, we're definitely open to suggestions and different type of content. So again, thanks for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow.